USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to decline in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. However, she warned that the surge is far from over. During that same COVID briefing, Walensky was asked about the definition of fully vaccinated. She says they are making some smaller changes to their vaccination status guidance.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
President Biden spending some time at the White House Friday addressing the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting, the president commending them for their service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
On Friday, close to 50,000 pro-life advocates bundled up and took to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the 49th annual March for Life. The organization's president, Jeannie Mancini, kicked off the event.
We march today in defense of human rights and to celebrate the dignity and worth of every human life, because equality begins in the womb.
This year's event comes as a conservative majority on the Supreme Court is considering overturning Roe v. Wade.
We know that it has taken a great deal of work from all of you over the past 48 years to bring us to this one moment in time.
That's Republican Congressman Julia Letlow of Louisiana. Hollywood stars taking to social media to pay tribute to comedian Louis Anderson after he died Friday morning. Anderson dying at the age of 68 following a battle with blood cancer. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inveterate CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in California unveiled a package of bills to create universal health care programs funded by new taxes. One of the new taxes is a 1% payroll tax on wages for California residents earning more than $49,000. The plan will also cover everyone in California, including illegal immigrants. As California continues to raise its taxes, many residents are fed up, including Susan Nash, who with her family left 8 years ago.
8 years ago, we packed up our dairy farm and moved to Tennessee because of regulations, air quality books, bills, and higher taxes just coming out of California. And for them, as a state, to double already a crippling state of people moving out just doesn't make sense. And coming from the agriculture industry, you know, there's $17 billion in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley that state is giving back to our world. 8% of the food is grown there. And so as an agriculture advocate, I just have to ask, what is the plan for this big billion-dollar budget, and where is the money actually going? They can say health care, but they continue to be financially irresponsible year after year.
Fans of rocker Meat Loaf are reviving a petition to induct the singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The singer's family announcing late Thursday on his Facebook page that the Grammy winner died at the age of 74. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.